Thank you, Pastor. Good morning, Freedom Church. How are y'all doing today? Good, good. Hey, before we get into this word, tonight's City Camp, as Pastor mentioned, services start at 6:45. And I would like it if we could just take a moment and pray for the Holy Spirit to minister to our students. Can we do that? Can we do that right now? Father, we thank you. We thank you for your word. We thank you for your Holy Spirit. God, you are present in this room, and we thank you so much, Lord, for your presence and for your Spirit. God, I pray that you would minister through Tori, minister through Sean and the worship team, minister in every way, shape, and form, God, that you can to our students. Minister to our staff, Lord, our youth staff, God. As we come hungry for more of you, we honor you in Jesus' name. And everybody said, amen and amen. Well, last week I spoke on who is the Holy Spirit. Who is the Holy Spirit? And we talked about how he is a person with a personality. And we talked about how first and foremost, though, he is your friend. The Holy Spirit is your friend. He is someone who loves you. He is someone who protects you, and he is someone who believes and encourages you. That is who my friend is, the Holy Spirit, and he is your friend as well. Today, I want to share with you that our friend, the Holy Spirit, gives you and I power. Power. Power can be used in at least two ways. It can be unleashed, or it can be harnessed. For instance, the energy in 10 gallons of gasoline can be rebased explosively by dropping a lighted match into a can, or it can be channeled through the engine of a Chevy Silverado in a controlled burn and used to transport a person 350 miles. You see, explosions can happen in an instant, but controlled burns have a lasting effect power that stays. The Holy Spirit works both ways. At Pentecost, he exploded onto the scene. You remember in the book of Acts, chapter 2, he exploded onto the scene. Thousands were affected by one burst of God's power. But he also wants to work in you and provide you with power that doesn't just come and go, but power that stays, power that is used effectively for his honor and glory. This power is not just power for you to be filled with the Holy Spirit and speak in tongues. Now, we here at Freedom Church, we believe that when you are baptized in the Holy Spirit, that you will speak in tongues. We believe in the initial physical evidence of the baptism in the Holy Spirit. We believe that here at Freedom Church. But there is more to his power than receiving an incredible prayer language. First, the Holy Spirit's power guides you. The Holy Spirit's power guides you. He guides you in making the right decisions. Decisions that will affect you personally. Decisions that will affect your family. Decisions that will affect your kids, your career, and much more. He guides you through his wisdom and truth. In John chapter 16, verse 13, it says, "But when he, the Spirit of truth, comes, he will guide you into all the truth. He will not speak on his own. He will speak only what he hears, and he will tell you what is yet to come." He guides you in what direction you must go. Now, whether we were traveling and visiting churches as a family, or we were simply going on vacation, my father always wanted me in the front seat. He always wanted me to ride shotgun with him. My mom and sister, they had to go in the back seat because my father always wanted me to help him, guide him in the right direction. Y'all remember before GPS, we had those big atlases. You know what I'm talking about? Those big atlases and the big maps of which road that you're supposed to take and which exit you're supposed to take and everything. Yeah, that was me. When I was younger, the map would like cover the whole windshield of one side, and that was me. I was behind it. And so he would always want me to sit in the front seat to be able to navigate, to be able to tell him which way we ought to go. And sometimes I guided him in the right direction. sometimes I guide him in the right direction, but sometimes I guide him down some dirt roads in the middle of nowhere with no gas station, no mile markers, nothing. Nobody was around. And during those times, I would remember my father would pull off to the side. He would pull off to the side and help me find the right direction that we needed to go. And see, you see, that's what the Holy Spirit does. He wants to do that with you. When we have the power of the Holy Spirit working in our lives, he gives you and me power that guides us down the road that he thinks we ought to take, that he desires for us to take, not the road that we think we ought to take. Let me say that again, because we need to understand that it's not the road that we think we ought to take. It's the road that he desires for us to take. You know that there are some people that want the power of the Holy Spirit, but they don't want his guidance. They are not willing to go in the direction that he wants them to go. They want him to just live inside of us. They want him to be silent and do absolutely nothing. You see, if I believe that if you want to serve Jesus the rest of your life and you want the Holy Spirit living inside of you, then you got to let him guide you. You got to let him guide you. So how do you let him guide you? How do you let the Holy Spirit guide you? As I said last Sunday, you got to get to know him. The Holy Spirit is a person with a personality. He wants you to get to know him. And we ought to want to get to know him. We should want to get to know him. And when we do, he is someone that you will find that we can trust and we can rely on. And when we understand that, when we truly understand that, we need to let go of the reins of our life. We need to let go of the reins of our life. Surrender them to the Holy Spirit and say, Holy Spirit, guide me in the decisions I make. Guide me in the direction I should go. Guide me with your wisdom and with your truth. Guide me, Holy Spirit. That's what we need to do. The Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit's power is there to guide you. Second, the Holy Spirit's power strengthens you to stand against the enemy. The Holy Spirit's power strengthens you to stand against the enemy. And Paul says in Ephesians chapter 6, verse 12, for our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms. You see, you and I cannot rely on our own strength. You and I cannot rely on our own strength to fight the enemy. We need help. We need the help, the comforter, the advocate, the helper, our friend, the Holy Spirit. We need the power of the Holy Spirit to be at work in us so we don't gratify the desires of the flesh. That's why Paul tells us in Galatians chapter 5, verse 16, so I say, walk by the Spirit, and you will not gratify the desires of the flesh. So how does his power strengthen you and me? How does his power strengthen us? By giving us faith. He gives us faith. In Romans chapter 10, verse 17, it says, consequently, faith comes from hearing the message, and the message is heard through the word about Christ. He strengthens us by responding for us when we don't know what to say. How many of you have been there? How many of you have, there have been times when you don't know what to say? The Holy Spirit does. The Holy Spirit gives you power so that he may be able to respond for you and for me. When Jesus sent out the 12, he said in Matthew chapter 10, verse 19 and 20, but when they arrest you, do not worry about what to say or how to say it. At that time, you will be given what to say. For it will not be you speaking, but the Spirit of your Father speaking through you. Whenever you don't know what to say, let him speak through you. Let him speak through you, because that is where his strength lies. That's where his strength lies. Today, we need the Holy Spirit's power more than ever before. We need the Holy Spirit's power more than ever before. You know, I'm amazed that oftentimes as believers, and there are times for me, I sometimes get into this mindset that there will never be opposition. How many of you ever get into that mindset? When I live for Christ, there's never going to be opposition. Well, you know, I'm sometimes reminded that, you know what, Jesus had opposition. Jesus had opposition when he was right here. And we have opposition right here now more than ever before. We need to ask the Holy Spirit for his power to strengthen us against the enemy. We need to ask him because we cannot do it on our own. We need help. That's why he is the one that is called to come alongside to help. He's there. We need to ask him for help. Amen. The Holy Spirit's power makes you a bold witness. The Holy Spirit's power makes you a bold witness. Jesus said before he ascended into heaven in Acts chapter 1, verse 8, this is one of the most common scriptures for us Pentecostals. Right next to John 3:16, that we can recite this. Acts chapter 1, verse 8, but you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth. Being a bold witness for Christ in your workplace and in our world is not an easy task. You do not need me to come up here and tell you that it is not an easy task. It's not an easy task. I know that. You don't need me up here to tell you that. But you and I are not called to take an easy road when it comes to sharing the story of our Savior. We are not called to sit back. We are not called to do that. We are called to share and love those around us boldly. That is what you and I are called to do. We say that all the time. Every Sunday morning, every Wednesday night, we get up here and we say, love one another boldly. We say that. But do we do it? Do we do it in the workplace? Do we do it around our family members that are not saved? Do we do it everywhere else? Or do we do it only right here? You see, we're called to share and love those around us boldly. I read a story about St. Francis the other day, and it said that St. Francis told one of his friars, let's go down to the village and preach to the people. And so they went. They stopped. They knocked on many, many doors and spoke to people in their homes and on the streets. There was not one door that they didn't knock on. And after some time, St. Francis turned to go back home. And the friar said, but Father, when do we preach? And St. Francis said, preach? And he smiled. And then he told this friar, every step we took, every word we spoke, every action we did has been a sermon. It has been a sermon. We can be a witness by how we act and how we react to those around us. We are always taught, and we always talk about it's the actions that people see our actions, but it's also how we respond to certain situations. It's also what is going on right now. It's how we respond as Christ followers that people are watching. It's not just how we act. It's how we respond to those around us. But we also can be a witness through our conversations with those around us, through our conversations. Every Wednesday night, ever since last city camp, we take time to pray for one person. We encourage our students to pray for one person that does not know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior in their life. It could be a family member, it could be a friend, it could be a teacher, it could be somebody in their life. We dedicate one person every Wednesday night to Christ. But we don't just pray for them, we pray for an opportunity to share the love of Christ with them. That's what we do. We pray that every single Wednesday night. And so that is one way that we can be a witness, is through our conversations with those around us. Those that may resist Christ, may resist the church, they may not resist you. They may not resist you, and they may be open to hearing what you have to say. And that is our job as Christ followers. The Holy Spirit also gives us an opportunity to give, for us to give an answer. For us to give an answer for what is going on right in front of us, just like Peter did. Peter is often remembered as the one who cowered and denied knowing Jesus Christ. After he spent 3 years learning about him, he still denied him. He still cowered. We remember that about Peter. But we forget when the Holy Spirit fell on the day of Pentecost, it was Peter that boldly and fearlessly, full of the Holy Spirit, proclaimed Jesus as Lord and Messiah throughout Jerusalem. We forget that. We forget that it was his time. It was the Holy Spirit working through Peter. The same Holy Spirit who gave Peter power to speak and to be a bold witness is longing for you and for me to follow in his footsteps, to use him to bring honor and glory to our Father, and to further his kingdom right here and around the world. He is calling us, Freedom Church, to follow in his footsteps, to not sit on the sidelines anymore. If there is a time when the church needs to stand and give a bold answer, it's now. It is now. We have sat on the sidelines for far too long, and the enemy's run rampant. We need the strength of and the power of the Holy Spirit because we cannot do it alone. We need help. We need help. We need him to strengthen us against the enemy. And that is what comes with the power of the Holy Spirit. If I could have the worship team come back up to the stage, please. Our friend, the Holy Spirit, wants friendship. The Holy Spirit wants friendship with you and with me. And he wants to give you and me power. He wants to give you and me power. He wants to be in your life to help you. Because that is what he's called to do. That is why he was introduced to us by Jesus. And that is why he was gifted to us from the Father. Was to help us. Because he knows we can't do this alone. We cannot do this alone. He wants to give you power. To guide you in the right direction, to guide you in certain circumstances. He wants to guide you, and he wants to strengthen you against the enemy. He wants to give you power to do that, because we are on the winning side. We are on the winning side, Freedom Church, and he wants to give you power to fight the enemy. But he also wants you to become a bold witness. He wants you to be a bold witness. That is why we, as Christ followers, everyone that calls upon the name of the Lord, we need to consistently seek him to be filled with the Holy Spirit. We need to consistently ask him for that filling. It's not a one-time thing. It never should be a one-time thing. Never should be. He's called us to consistently seek him, because he wants to give you a prayer language. He wants to give you a prayer language. As I said earlier, we believe that when you're filled with the Holy Spirit, that you will begin to speak in tongues. Now, why do you believe that? It's recorded in the book of Acts. Not just recorded in Acts chapter 2, but there are various times in the book of Acts where the Holy Spirit fell and they began to speak in tongues. They began to develop this prayer language. So that is I like to talk about how why we believe what we believe. We believe that when you're filled, you will speak in tongues. You will speak in tongues. There's some that I know sometimes may seek him and they don't speak in tongues right then. But you know what? There's seasons in our life. And God knows, the Holy Spirit knows which season that he will give you that gift. And so we know that to be true. But for those of you that are seeking the baptism in the Holy Spirit, I want to invite you to come down to this altar. I want to invite you to come down to this altar. And when you come down to this altar, we would love to have the opportunity to pray with you to be filled. But I want to also suggest something. Don't come down to this altar wanting and desiring for that prayer language. Because I know this. The Holy Spirit wants you down here not only to give you a prayer language, that will eventually come. But let it be the reason for just wanting to know him more. If you want to know more about God, if you want to be an effective witness, let that be the reason why you come down. Let it not be just because you want a prayer language. Do it because you want more of God. And you want him to empower you with this guidance, with his strength, and with his power to make you a bold witness. Maybe you're seeking the baptism in the Holy Spirit. I want to invite you down here. But I also, maybe there are some of us in this room that just needs the Holy Spirit to guide you. Maybe you're about to make a decision, and you don't know whether or not that's the right decision to make. Maybe you're thinking about going in a certain direction, and you need the guidance of the Holy Spirit. I want to invite you to come down here as well. We would love to pray for you. Maybe the enemy is knocking on your door, and you need the Holy Spirit's power to strengthen you against the enemy. If that is you, I would invite you to come down as well. But if you want to come down and just give him all the glory and honor, I know that our Holy Spirit, our friend, the Holy Spirit, would love to empower you to be a bold witness in your marketplace, in your job, with those around you, in your schools. He wants to do that in your life. Surrender the reins to the Holy Spirit. As Ben leads us into a song, I'm going to invite Pastor Larry to close. But if that's you, we would love to have the opportunity to pray for you. We got places on the floor that you can stand, and our altar team will surround you and pray for you. We love you guys. Holy Spirit, we thank you. We thank you for what you're doing in this place. And we ask, Holy Spirit, that you would minister to our hearts. Remove all distractions right now in this room. Remove them, God, and let us respond the way you desire for us to respond. In Jesus' name, amen.
Atmosphere is changing now. For the Spirit of the Lord is here. The evidence is all around.
Can we stand together?
That the Spirit of the Lord is here. Atmosphere is changing now, for the Spirit of the Lord is here. The evidence is all around.
Thank you, Jesus.
That the Spirit of with your love,
Lord.
Your love,
do it, Lord.
Your love surrounds us. You're the reason we came to encounter your love. Your love surrounds us.
Amen. God's a faithful guide. There's a faithful Holy Spirit to empower us for the journey. Amen? Hallelujah. This morning in the service, I just felt like, and I feel it is again, that some of you may be struggling and you need a job or a financial raise. Something's going on in your workplace that you just need God to help you with. Would you just raise your hand? Anybody? Yeah. Okay. Amen. Lord, we just take a moment right now. We just pray for these that just need your hand, a blessing on their lives and their work. God, we thank you for your provision over their lives, Lord, but you know they need a little help right now. They need a little direction. We ask you to bless them right now, Lord. Hear the cry of your servants, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. You know, we are a blessed people. There are several places in America where they can't gather to worship. California, Arizona, a couple other places. And I'm just very thankful that we can gather responsibly. Amen. I'm just so thankful. I was in the store the other day. I had my mask on. And somebody was saying hi to me. I couldn't recognize them because they had his mask. Finally, I realized who it was. It was so funny. It was hilarious. But I'm glad you're here. Here's what we must do. We need to pray for our teachers. They're getting ready to go back to school. Amen? Got a couple teachers. The teachers sit over in this area. Am I correct about that? So you just pray. Amen. I don't know. They clump together. Lord, we love you. Thank you for Freedom Church. Thank you for Marco, Lord, and his word to us. Thank you for your Holy Spirit, Lord, that strengthens, guides, and prepares us to be a witness. Help us to be a witness in the world we live in right now, Lord, a witness of your love. And Lord, we pray for our teachers, Lord, as they face another year, all this uncertainty and stuff. God, we just ask you to lay your hand on them in the name of Jesus, Lord, and protect them. Give them peace to accomplish what they need to do, Lord. I pray for the administrators and people that are making judgments, Lord. I pray you direct their steps, Lord. We need you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, that we can gather together at Freedom Church and honor your name, Lord. We love you, Lord. And thank you for this day. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Live in the Spirit, grow in truth, and love one another. Thank you for being at Freedom Church today.